With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, sometimes.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. Welcome back, Coach.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Cannot wait for third grade basketball season to start this year with my daughter. So
I know, Coach.
You know what I love about her? I'll tell you this story. For anybody that's a coach, love this. So last year, Giannis had these shoes, and they're on sale for super cheap at Dick's Sporting Goods. And I show my daughter, and she loves purple. And she's like, no, I want the new ones. She had to get the new Giannis shoes. And so she took some of her own money that she earned scoring some goals in soccer.
Right.
And she bought herself some brand new basketball shoes, the new Giannis shoes this year. And so, you know, that just makes a coach's heart melt when they want to put their little money towards basketball shoes.
That's a great life lesson. All right. So
these are the ones you really want. You know what? You got to pay an extra $15.
My parents did that with my first bike. I had to put money toward my first bike. I remember that vividly. All right. So before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market.
The best.
Yeah, I got off a long phone call with they have a new person kind of in charge of everything, and Aaron's great. And
do you know anybody that has the house version?
Oh, the home one.
Yeah.
Yes, you do not get the $350 discount from that on that one, but I do know several people that have it and they love it.
They love it.
Yeah, just mention me and mention High School Hoops or Coach Unplugged. They'll take care of you. I'm just not sure. They won't give you the $350, but it is awesome. I would have had one when Drew was younger.
I know. I wish I would have had one when I was a kid, but, you know, in spring, we're going to sell the house and look and buy a new house and the condo and buy a house.
It's storage. You got to think about storage. So it does collapse down, but it's super easy to use. Super easy to use. Go check those people out. Mention Coach Unplugged or High School Hoops or me or Coach, either one of us, and they'll give you $350 off. I'm working on getting that higher maybe for 2022. I told them I got to take care of the people that listen to us. And then go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I was just showing Coach my retirement packet. So probably won't happen this year. But I'll have a lot more time to delve in and mentor all of you. So go over and check out teachhoops.com.
Coach just wanted to show the age gap between him and me. So I have a 3-year-old and he's retiring in 3 years. So that is like, and he's yawning.
I'm not that
and he's done nothing today.
I'm old. I feel like everything is breaking down. All right, so what are we talking about this week?
I think we were
a bunch of ideas off.
We were struggling because we want to be relevant. We want to be relevant in providing new material, new information on basketball, but also trying to be relevant in regards to what timeline we are in the course of the basketball season.
Yep.
You know, how we reflect. And so I think we were like, okay, so how can we make this current, but also relevant in some new information that our viewers, our listeners have been listening for us for several years thinking, how can I connect this to this season? So we kind of came up with
preseason. We've talked about logistics of preseasons before, but you and I before, because again, like I said, we haven't talked in a while. So we were catching up before we came on live. That we were talking about, and I was talking to our football coach about this, and this is something I actually have a coaches meeting tonight with my coaches. But the protocols of how you're dealing with COVID, the flu, winter and flu season, shutdowns, you know, all that stuff. obviously it's not last year, hopefully, depending on where you live in the country or the world. But I haven't coached through that season, and people, a lot of people that did a very shortened version of it. I think as an elementary school teacher, you probably deal with this more than I do, but I think I'd love to talk about protocols, about like what I've thought, and I've talked to our coaches about, like, how are we dealing with masks? Where are they keeping them? I've always had their own water bottle, so I don't think that's going to be a problem, but you know, where do we keep those? How do we separate? You know, when you walk into the gym, you sanitize. When you leave the gym, you sanitize. When you're taking a break, you sanitize. You know, how do we deal with those kind of things?
From a person that teaches younger children,
right?
I think when we talk about protocols in this season, we expect that our high school's players are just like giant first graders. I mean, seriously, we expect that they know nothing. Okay. I mean, if you do that, the John Wooden way, right? John Wooden talked about he taught kids how to put their socks on. Okay.
Right.
And I've learned this the hard way this year, just coming back from a year of almost virtual learning, is that we need to expect our players know nothing. And when we establish those protocols, we show them by we do, and then you do kind of thing. And I know that sounds very facetious and almost like over the top.
No, but it's not, you and I haven't talked about this, but you remember, this is the first time in 30 years, 25 or however long I've been a head coach, this is the first year I'll have ever coached without someone I've coached the year before. Like, even when I got the head job at Memorial, I was a JV coach. So I had coached.
Right. And you still had some connection to those players.
There's not going to be a player on my roster that I coached 2 years ago. Like, this is like, they've all graduated. They're all gone. So I think what you're saying is not only from a health and wellness thing, it's like, that's why, I mean, we're having meetings all the time. It's like, we got to literally start over. Like, here is how I've started making videos for my guys. Like, here's my expectation of this. Here's what I want for this. Because you're right. I assume base knowledge of zero from someone that's teaching high schoolers right now. Last year was nothing. Like, you can't assume they know something from, you know, geometry going into algebra 2. You can't assume that base knowledge. And I think that's a great point for coaches that are listening. Don't assume a base knowledge. And even if you had a season last year, my guess is it wasn't the same kind of season you normally had.
And also the kids were, to me, it was a very traumatic and very, the kids and their psyche, this overall was very overwhelmed. And I just think you can never go wrong by starting from the bare minimum. If it's overkill, you over-communicate, overkill every single time. Anybody that's right. A teacher and coach will tell you that, because you got to go slow to go fast.
Yep.
And so really build those things. And I think that, you know, young people today, they don't take care of themselves as what they should. You know, I remember coaching high school and kids didn't want to shower after games and all this stuff, and just taking care of themselves, you know, and getting in much sleep and hygiene, all those things.
I think that's a great idea about how are you physically taking care of yourself right now? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you eating well? All those things we talk about in a regular season, I think, are compounded now in this world. because there's a couple of nasty little germs out there that can get you sick.
But I also think that too, is that we have to also our teams this year, you have to create a culture where if you're not feeling good or you are sick, you cannot be afraid to let your coach know that you cannot feel like you're letting your team down. If you don't voice that, you're actually letting your team down, even in a different situation.
And you're almost dealing with a different world than I am, because your kids aren't vaccinated.
Correct.
My kids are hopefully all vaccinated.
Right.
But they might not have the effect. They might be a spreader, and obviously
you just never know. I'm just saying that
they should 100% stay home.
At this point, you try to create that pack mentality as a coach, and you want that, right? We are a family, but also as a family, we don't get each other sick. We take care of each other.
Right.
I think there becomes a, back in the day, you suck it up for your team. Well, if you're sick, you don't suck it up. You go home. It's a different mindset. Right.
It is.
It's way different. You know,
I think that's a hard sell for coaches.
Absolutely.
I think it
but
is.
When because you I think that's what I, for 2 weeks yeah. and you got to cancel games. What's,
right.
what's
better,
what are you better off doing?
Right. I think you're better off. Yes. I think you're better off in that category. And I think it's, I think it's, it starts from the top. It starts from you and I and the head coach right. or whoever is like, here's what our expectations are. Here's the way we're going to move forward. And I think as coaches, high school coaches are listening to this, I think this preseason is probably the hardest preseason all of us have gone through. You know, how are we dealing with that? How are we dealing with other sports? How are we dealing with conditioning? You know, you and I were talking beforehand that maybe I'm thinking there's a chance that we might have to wear masks to play. Well, how is that going to affect my conditioning? How is that going to affect the preseason? I know once football is over in our area, I'm going to have a conversation with our guys. It's like, here's what you need to do as far as conditioning goes. You know, we have 7 practices and we're playing a game. Like, you got to be like, we don't have time for that. And that's assuming no one gets sick. That's assuming no one gets a cold. That's assuming no one gets, you know, COVID or a flu. So I think those are all discussions. And like you said, I think discussions you have to have with your players and your coaches and your assistants and all that thing, all the way up and down the up and down.
I would say the last thing I wrote down here is review your procedures. You know, how are you? There's so many procedures. You know, I guess it's me teaching first grade. Like, how do we get our morning work in the morning? How do we eat our breakfast in the class? It's just a different time. How do we come into practice? Do we sanitize afterwards? Like, it's completely different, you know, and it's really about, I think you want to establish routines, you know, like water bottles, like you were talking about that, like kids cannot share water. Kids have to be responsible. You have to wash them. You have to wash.
I'm thinking as we're talking, I'm thinking I'm going to assign an area in the gym for them. Each kid gets an area.
I see the coach
just thinking about that, like, because you got a rectangle. There's, you know, 12 to 15 of them. You each get an area. If I see you walk into a different area, then I know you're doing something.
Even my third grade girls, I have a bunch of disc cones. I'm just going to take disc cones. And if I think I have 11 girls, I'll just take painter's tape and I'll write their name on it or their number that they have. And then I'll spread them out and they can put their stuffs, you know?
Right. Cause I want you, like, usually they're all like, no, this is your area of the gym. This is where you're keeping your stuff. Boom. We're going to I just thought of that. I'm going to talk about that tonight with my coaches. Anything else, coach, for that?
No, it's a good idea. I just think that we, again, have to really be conscientious of what's going on this season and expect that your players don't know anything, to be honest with you. And if they know more than you do, then that's a good problem to have. No, but if they don't, then you're prepared. It's better to be over-prepared than not prepared at all, right?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
See you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.